السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A very well-known pious elder was suffering from a stomach ulcer which was bleeding, with blood appearing in his stool also. His condition became very serious. Besides the bleeding ulcer, his heartbeat also became irregular. Because of his heart problem, the surgeon refused to operate on him. All his associates and physicians felt disappointed. I was standing at the side of his bed, and I observed that he recited all 6 kalimas. He then remained silent. His heart stopped beating. His pulse could not be felt. From the medical point of view, he had passed away. So he remained in that condition for 8 minutes. After that, he again started repeating the kalima. Still standing at the bedside, I was looking on completely bewildered. His heart started beating again normally, and he regained full consciousness. The surgeon was now quite happy to proceed with the operation, which proved to be successful. He stayed in hospital for 5 days and was then discharged. Before he left, I inquired from him in privacy regarding his unconscious state, like a death-like unconsciousness. He replied, 2 malaika had descended and had taken him to Jannatul Baqi, the Qabristan in Medina Munawara, and they showed him his qabr. At that moment, a 3rd angel appeared and said that his time is not up yet. His time is not yet up. He has got some grace period from Allah Ta'ala. That is why he was brought back to the ward in Nishtar Hospital. So Allah Ta'ala wanted to show him, give him some basharat. Allah Ta'ala made the thing happen like that. The late Dr. Baga was working in the College of Technology. He was a very pious person. He had a sudden heart attack and was immediately admitted to the ICU of our hospital. I was by his bedside. Suddenly his heart stopped beating. His heart was given an electric shock. He recovered and at once he recited the kalima, and with kalima he also recited Durood Sharif. After reciting the kalima and the Durood Sharif, he breathed his last. Allah Ta'ala, in all of the scriptures, the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, and most importantly in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has stated with regards to respecting one's parents, have respect for the parents. All the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had laid stress with regards to the rights of the parents. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been made dependent on the pleasure of the parents, and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been made dependent on the displeasure of the parents. In the end, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that everything in his teachings relating to the huquq of the parents, the rights of the parents, will remain preserved in the kitabs of hadith till the day of resurrection. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had related, that is preserved now in all the kitabs of hadith, etc. As doctors, before our very eyes, we observe the deaths of Muslims of every kind. Many of them leave behind a lesson for all of us. It has been observed that those who treat their parents nobly, Allah Ta'ala solves their problems of this dunya also. Such noxious diseases which doctors consider to be incurable. Allah Ta'ala cures those diseases. These people also pass away in good conditions, people who are good to their parents. Those who ill-treat their parents receive punishment in this dunya also, and they die in the worst of conditions. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq and strength to serve our parents in the most befitting manner. Some factual cases are presented here for the readers to take lessons from. When I appeared for the first professional examinations, I developed a high fever. I wrote the examination paper in anatomy with this fever raging in me. Out of 6 questions that we had to answer, 1 question was totally wrong. When I reached home, my mother inquired from me as to how the exam went. I replied that due to the fever, my answer to one of the questions was totally wrong. With full conviction, my mother said that she would make dua for my wrong answer. It must turn out to be correct. When my results came through, to my astonishment, I saw that I had come out first in my class, and I was also awarded a medal for securing the first position. I put this down to my mother's duas. A particular professor had a massive heart attack. His survival seemed impossible. His mother was sitting near his bed and was busy making dua and beseeching Allah Ta'ala in these words, that, "O Allah, I am pleased with my son. You also be pleased with him." These words were quite loud, and we heard them as well. She was making dua audibly. While we were busy treating the patient, this lady was busy with her duas. When the time of Maut approached, the professor recited the kalima in a loud voice, smiled and breathed his last. Allah Ta'ala bless us also with a beautiful Maut, you know. Beautiful Maut. Allah Ta'ala take us with Iman. And Allah Ta'ala resurrect us with Iman. Allah Ta'ala take us away when He is most pleased with us, in an action also that is most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight is 27th night. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to exert ourselves. Allah Ta'ala accept it from us. Allah Ta'ala be pleased with us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم.